If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. KYW's Dave Uram, and here's what's happening. Hundreds gather in Delaware to pay their respects to 34-year-old Corporal Matthew Ty Snook, the Delaware State Trooper who was shot and killed last Tuesday. KYW's Vic Ragapathy reports.
Many parts of Corporal Matthew Ty Snook's life were talked about in his hometown Monday night, including his dedicated police work and his decorated wrestling career. Snook's wife, Lauren, echoed the most important sentiment that he was always there for his family and friends.
He lived his life with integrity and heart. And that is how we choose to remember him here tonight.
Last Tuesday, Snook was shot and killed while working in a DMV near Wilmington. Authorities say the shooter was killed on scene by police. Stephanie Masetic says the news hit home because her dad's a cop.
Whatever county, whatever department, we're all family. So I just wanted to come to support the family and show my respect.
She was joined by hundreds of others, despite heavy, frigid wind gusts. Richard Lahe, a former firefighter who came out of solidarity with law enforcement, was proud of the large turnout.
This is what a community should be. This is what a community should do. It's sad that this is why we come out.
State police say Snook's funeral will be private, but there will be a public service on January 5th with visitation from 9 to 1. Snook is not only survived by his wife, but also their one-year-old daughter. In Hokesson, Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia police are looking for a woman missing since Christmas Eve. Donna Muna got off the L at 60th and Market Wednesday morning around 9. This is Sergeant Eric Grip.
While there's no evidence of foul play, we are concerned for Miss Muna's well-being.
Muna is a 49-year-old black woman with graying hair and brown eyes. She's 5'10", weighs 215 pounds. She was wearing blue jeans with a black jacket, black hat, and red and black book bag.
We are asking your listeners to please check your website and also our social media to get a picture of Miss Moon. If you have any information whatsoever, please call 911.
Pictures can also be seen at kywnewsradio.com. Police are searching for the person who shot and killed a man in North Philadelphia last night. Just before 8 p.m., officials say they responded to a reported shooting at the 3600 block of North 17th Street, where they found a man suffering from gunshot wounds inside of a car. He was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. There's an ongoing investigation. If you have any information about the shooting, call the police department's anonymous tip line, 215-686-TIPS, 215-686-8477. Elsewhere, producers are putting the final touches on Philadelphia's first New Year's Eve concert on the Parkway. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
I know that music has the power to bring us all together, no matter what race, what creed, no gender.
Musician, songwriter, producer Adam Blackstone is the opening act on the Parkway New Year's Eve.
So I'm going to make sure that we have a joyous occasion through the music.
Meanwhile, in the background, hundreds of public safety officials will be trying to make sure it's an incident-free occasion. Deputy Managing Director Dominic Morales, standing on the Parkway, says the city has invested millions in technology in the last year to protect large events, more of which are expected throughout 2026.
Just in this spot alone, I see three of those technologies. I see permanent cameras that we've installed here on the Parkway. I see temporary things like our mobile camera trailer. And then, of course, we've been leveraging drone or UAS technology to make sure that we're protecting these events on the ground, from the sky, behind the scenes, and everywhere you could imagine.
Morales says the city is expecting 20,000 concert goers. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And crews at the Navy Yard are busy loading the fireworks for the two New Year's Eve spectacles over the Delaware. Those shows are in addition to the display after the Parkway concert. And they'll be bigger than ever for 2026. Here's KYW's Mike DiNardo.
The 6 p.m. and midnight shows will have different themes, but they have one thing in common. They'll be fired from three locations on the Delaware, says Erica Joy Erb, VP of Marketing for the Delaware River Waterfront Corporation.
It is three barges, so usually it's just one. But this year, in addition to the additional barges, we're going to have bigger shells that are going to light up the sky so you can see the shows from further away.
Paul Gaffney with the fireworks firm Pyrotechnico says his crew is loading those shells into mortars and wiring them to a computer, which will synchronize the show to the musical soundtrack.
There'll be chrysanthemums, there'll be rings, there'll be almost any shape object more or less can be put into fireworks, and there'll be mines, comets, all kinds of devices.
With the ongoing I-95 cap construction, Herb recommends taking SEPTA or PATCO to get to Penn's Landing. There are ticketed viewing parties. The fireworks, of course, are free, and you can hear the soundtrack right here on News Radio. Along the Delaware, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And the Philadelphia Orchestra ending 2025 with an orchestrated bang. KYW Sharaday Howard sat down with the president and CEO to hear all about their special New Year's bash.
Ryan Fleur with the Philadelphia Orchestra is excited to end their 125th anniversary year with a silver screen theme.
We're not going to be showing a movie. We'll be playing music from the movie, music that is focused and showcased the symphony orchestra.
And you can expect some bigger-than-life compositions from iconic films like Sunset Boulevard and The Wizard of Oz, not to mention some thrillers.
Some of the great Hitchcock movies, from like Vertigo and Psycho.
And conducting the program, movie music extraordinaire Anthony Parnthner.
He's done some of our Star Wars. We did a concert with John Legend.
Also featuring the work of John Williams. And you know, it's not a movie night without the 80s classic, E.T.
One of John Williams' greatest works is actually the last 12 minutes of music from E.T. It just is such a joyous, emotional ride.
Sharaday Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Tickets to Philadelphia Orchestra's New Year's Eve concert are available now online. And that's the All Local. I'm Dave Uram. Listen anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter. With high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.